Baruch Hashem, we are once again zochet to study the Kedushas Levi, and I want to learn some of his beautiful Torahs on Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh begins, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Re'eh, see, you should look carefully, how Hashem is presenting before you today, Bracha Uklala, blessing and curse. The Psukim go on to describe that one who listens to Hashem is zochet to Bracha, and one who refuses to listen to the Dvar Hashem, unfortunately, will be cursed. But the Berditchever in the opening piece of Kedushas Levi on this week's Parsha wonders what is the intention of the word Hayom? Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. What's the Hayom in the Pasuk? I'm presenting to you the Bracha and the Klala today. First of all, according to Rashi, the reference to Bracha and Klala actually is not something that's going to take place right now. Rashi says it's being Meramiz Ha'amuros Bahar Grizim Bahar Eval. Rashi says the bracha and klala is a reference to the bracha and the curse that will later, in Perach of Zion, be stated as the Jews gather after crossing the Yarden on Har Grizim and Har Eva. So what's the Hayom according to Rashi? That's a very good question. Moshe is explaining to them that there's going to be a formulation of a bracha and a klala that will take place later, and I guess you could say that Moshe is giving them some time to think about it. The Ramban understands that the bracha and klala of the pasuk is actually more general, and it's not referring to a specific bracha or klala that again will take place later on Har Grizim and Har Eval, but it's a general blessing and a curse for a person who keeps mitzvos or God forbid does not. But again, according to Rashi, certainly that the bracha and the klala is not actually taking place hayom. So what in fact is the intention of the word hayom? Lichora tevas hayom einu muvan, says the Kedushas Levi. I don't understand what the role of the word hayom is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly, every moment of every day, is constantly recreating the world. That every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a new illumination and a new influence, a new shefa, a new hashpa upon the world. And every single day, a person has the opportunity to receive a new clarity, a new understanding, a new point of connection, if you will, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve Hashem with a different clarity and a greater clarity and a new hashpa, different than what he had the day before. And that's perhaps, says the Berditchever, the Kavana of Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom. As Chazal say in the Sifrei, in the Medrash, Hayom, Rashi quotes it in Chumash, Hayom b'chol yom yu be'enecha kechadashim. The Torah experience is supposed to be hayom. It's always supposed to be new. It's always supposed to be fresh. Ratzalomer b'chol yom tekabel bracha v'chesed chadash. And therefore, our pasuk is telling us it's a possibility for a person to receive not just a general life of bracha for keeping Torah and mitzvos, but literally new brachos every day in one's life in accordance with his commitment to Torah and mitzvos. I'm just thinking now, and I guess I'll share it since I'm thinking it. Hashem put an idea in my head that we know from Chazal, it's a Zohar, it's a Rashi at the beginning of Sefer Iyov, that Hayom is a code word for Rosh Hashanah. So this notion of every day Hayom, b'chol yom yu b'necha kechadashim, the fact that we live with this Hayom on a daily basis, and yet Chazal revealed to us that Hayom is a code word for Rosh Hashanah, it really reminds us how Rosh Hashanah impacts every single day of the year. There's a mice with the Chazon Ish that one time he was sitting and learning, and a fly was buzzing around his head, was disturbing his learning. And the Chazon Ish said, this is a Rosh Hashanah fly. Meaning the Chazon Ish understood in the very simplistic and literal sense that whatever is happening over the course of the entire year is rooted in Hayom, is rooted in what happens on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Hayom reminds us, B'chol Yom Yu B'necha Kechadashim, that every day is really rooted in the Hischadshus of the entire year, namely Rosh Hashanah. But again, coming back to the Yesod that he has here, we have to see the possibility to receive new brachos every single day, and that's something that continues to keep our Yiddishkeit fresh, not only in terms of learning in a fresh way, but being connected to Hashem, having a new clarity, a new understanding, and God willing, seeing new bracha in our life every single day. He continues with another pshat in Hayom, and asks as well on the words of the second pasuk. O Yesh Lomar, Shemafarshim Diktiku Alashon Asher Tishma'u. It's interesting. If you look at Pasuk of Zion and Pasuk of Ches, By the bracha, it says, Es ha-bracha asher tishmo. This will be the bracha when you listen. By the klala, it says, Ha-klala im lo sishmu. The klala says it will be a klala if you don't listen. So why asher tishmu versus im lo sishmu? What's the difference between the bracha and the klala in that way? Why doesn't it say, Es ha-bracha im tishmon? You will receive blessing if you choose to listen to Hashem, the same way it does by the klala. Vini radio dua devei chazal connects us back to a piece we had last week. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin Lamites, Dischar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. The reward for mitzvos is not granted in this world. Aval yesh schar echad sh'od mekabel af b'zeh ha'olam. But says the Berditchever, there is one aspect to a mitzvah that a person can enjoy even in this world. V'hu dischar mitzvah mitzvah. As we explained in the first piece in Parshas Ekev last week, Schar mitzvah mitzvah means, Vatzalomar, Dischar shal mitzvah hu ha mitzvah gufa sh'asa. The reward of the mitzvah is the very mitzvah itself, is the fact that you were given the opportunity to serve Hashem. De'ein sarech yoser schar, what more could a person possibly need? Ragze gufa shezocha lasos mitzvah, v'asa tanug l'haborei ein lecha schar yoser mizeh. The very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the opportunity to do a mitzvah, to enjoy the pleasure of the mitzvah, to give pleasure to Hashem through the performance of the mitzvah, what more could a person possibly want? So when Chazal say, in Kedushin Lamites, Schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka, that there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world, that means as far as some type of additional reward. But the fact that the mitzvah is itself such a pleasure and gives such a pleasure to Hashem, and how much we should delight in that fact that we're able to give pleasure to Hashem, that's something that one can enjoy immediately in this world. It's not something that comes afterwards, but it's part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. V'zeh she'amar ha-pasuk. Re'ei anochi nosein lefneichem hayom bracha. I am presenting to you the possibility of bracha right now. It's not a punishment or a reward that you're going to get at the end of your life. Rather, there's something that one can receive hayom. Ratzalomar, afilu ba'otchem chayim, kishetasu mitzvos habori tekablu bracha b'zeh ha'olam. A person can receive blessing even in this world. U'mefarish mahu ha'bracha. So the pasuk explains, what is that bracha? Answers the pasuk, es ha'bracha asher tishmu. The bracha is while or when you are listening. It's not something that comes afterwards. Zegufa mashatem tishmun. Leave itasu mitzvosai, that which you are listening to me, and that which you are fulfilling the mitzvos, zegufa yabracha, that itself is the bracha, ki ein tanu gadol yoser mizeh, because if we're proper Jews, and our hearts and minds are oriented in the right way, there's no greater joy in this world, and we've all felt it, if only for a moment here or a moment there, but in those lofty moments of spiritual connection, we know that there's nothing that we've ever experienced that feels quite as good as that deep connection to Hashem. There is simply no pleasure that is greater than this, as explains Char Mitzvah Mitzvah. Masha Ein came by the Klala. In Pasuk of Ches, it says what? V'ha Klala im lo sishmu el mitzvah Hashem. If you don't listen, then eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to punish you. But it's not one and the same. One could argue that it really is one and the same, in the sense that a life that is devoid of Torah and mitzvahs is itself a Klala. But a person doesn't necessarily recognize that, unfortunately. It's only afterwards, at the end of his life, when Hashem takes him to task for his choices, that he realizes, wow, how foolish that was. He enjoyed his life. He thought he had a good time. So it's the punishment afterwards that wakes him up. It's the im. And if you don't listen, then, later, this is what's going to happen to you. But when a person lives a life of Torah and mitzvahs and connects deeply to it, not only will one get a bracha afterwards, but one realizes that my very life is a bracha. It's mamash a bracha to be living in this way, especially when you see what's going on in the world. It's really so true. Masha ein ken gabei klala chas v'shalom dafka im lo sishmun, by the klala, if you don't listen, hutzrich lichtov im. That's why it says im, as opposed to the asher of the bracha. A third piece. O yomar re'ei anochi nosein lifneichem hayom bracha uklala. Again, what is the meaning of the word hayom? So following Shitas Rashi again, that the bracha and klala is actually not going to be formally declared until they come across the Yarden and until they stand on Har Grizim and Har Eval. So says the Kedusha Slavi, Hayom, in the Pasuk Perish, Hayom Maschil HaBracha. Yes, the bracha begins immediately today. What does that mean? Afal Pisha Brachos V'Klolos Nemru Al Har Grizim V'Har Eval. As Rashi explains to us, even though the brachos and klalos are going to be stated later, like I mentioned before in Parachav Zion, later in Chumash Devarim. Says the Berditchever, however, we begin to reap the benefits of that bracha immediately today. Again, it's Hashem's way of wanting to bestow bracha much more than he wants to bestow klala. And therefore, even though, yes, the formal declaration will be later in the Torah, at a later point, however, one can already begin to, so to speak, reap the advanced benefits of the bracha immediately today. And that's what it means, as ha bracha asher tishmu'u, el mitzvos Hashem elokeichem, asher anochi mitzave eschem hayom, perish. Shezeu gufa bracha v'masha tishmu mitzvos Hashem, again, similar to the previous piece, that just by listening to the mitzvos Hashem, one already is experiencing a taste of that bracha, because there's really no greater bracha than listening to the mitzvos of Hashem. So therefore, if you start listening today, immediately you'll start to receive the bracha, and all the more so, when you cross over the Arden, you come to Har Grizim and Har Eval, and you formally receive those brachos, the bracha will only be further increased. But again, every day, every moment, every right choice gives us the opportunity to experience some of that bracha. Yeah, bracha hayom, because that itself really is the bracha that comes before the bracha, again, the prize and reward that comes before the reward, namely the opportunity to be connected to Hashem in a very deep and special way. Okay, now we come to the lengthy piece that makes up, again, like I mentioned, the bulk of the parsha, and I want to learn through about half of it. It's really, really beautiful. And just to say outside what the Berditchever is going to mention here, it's not something we haven't seen before. We've seen it in a variety of places. We saw a little bit in Parshas Shkalim. We saw a little bit in Parshas Vayikra. We saw a little bit in Parshas Vayigash, if I'm not mistaken. It's a yesod that he's mentioned numerous times, which is a humbling thought, that as Jews, no matter how much we serve Hashem, we can never really say that we've done enough. And we can never really feel comfortable calling ourselves servants of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, is called an Eved Hashem. Yismach Moshe v'mat neschelko ki Eved ne'eman karasalo. We're not really worthy of the title Eved Hashem. It's certainly nothing that we can give to ourselves. As I mentioned in the past, that's why some tzaddikim hesitate to say in Brich Shemei, Ona Avda de Kutcha Brichu, because who are we to declare ourselves as truly worthy of the Hashem? And therefore, some tzaddikim said differently. The Bial Rebbe used to say, Ona Bi'ina le'mehevi Avda de Kutcha Brichu. I want to be an Eved Hashem. So that's the yesod of this piece, and let's learn through the piece now together, some very beautiful proofs, and even some connection to the Yom Noram, which are right around the corner. Re'ei anochi nosein lefneichem hayom bracha uklal, that's the fourth paragraph, the fourth piece of the Parsha. U'lechore yikshe lama namar bracha uklal yachad, v'lo namar bracha im tishmu'u v'chulu. Interesting question. The parsha begins with a general introduction, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala, and then it goes step by step. This is the bracha if you listen. This is the klala if you don't listen. Why didn't the Torah just break it up that way from the beginning? Why didn't the Torah just say, in life there's bracha for those who listen, and there's klala for those who don't listen? Why do we initially introduce the bracha and klala side by side? U'lahavin zos, and to understand this, and we'll see if we actually come back to understand that, but either way, let's see where he develops this idea. Nagdim levar klal gadol b'avodas adam. Let's discuss a major principle. I feel like he's been using that phrase klal gadol a lot in these parshios. That's what Chumash Devarim is about, sort of the bigger picture of what it means to be a Jew. The klal gadol in avodas Hashem is shelo yigba libo, never to become haughty. V'lo ye nidma be'ein av asher hu ovid Hashem b'avodasa asher ovid b'tov v'mitzos av v'yira, and never to say, oh, I am a true Eved Hashem. I learn Torah, I do mitzvos, I have avas Hashem, I have yiras Hashem, I stand before God with tremendous awe and trepidation. Ki b'mashe yurgash b'nafsho v'avodaso, when a person becomes self-aware, in this sense, when a person is thinking about his mitzvos and his avoda and his learning, etc., etc., yipol hanofa chas v'shalom madrega ach madrega ad sheyavu l'taivos gashmius. If it's all about you, so says the Berditchever, It's only a few steps away from doing averos or getting involved in physical pleasures, which are also about you. A Jew has to understand his avodah is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not about him achieving a particular score or rank in the hierarchy of Klal Yisrael. Ela adrava, lo yiyya nechshav avodaso atzlo klom. The true tzaddikim never thought they were such great people. They never felt that they had finished their job. They never felt that they were worthy of their accomplishments. They felt very humbled by their accomplishments, and it only motivated them to do more. And that's how they truly accomplish. Us as outsiders can certainly look at them and say these were the best Ovdei Hashem that ever lived. But for us, for an individual to self-assess and to say, yes, I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm doing great, I've done so much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm fully aware of my Torah and my mitzvos and my avodah, that is a terrible failure in Avodas Hashem. V'lo yeshum har goshav avodaso. And don't think so much about your avodah. Don't be worried about your avodah so much. I believe we learned a long time ago, one of the first shiurim, when we learned some of the pieces on Rosh Hashanah, if I'm not mistaken, the Kedushas Levi says that a Kodesh Baruch who remembers the things that are forgotten doesn't only mean that Hashem remembers the averos that we're embarrassed to think about. It means that even those mitzvos that we do, and we kind of put them out of mind because we're not obsessing over our own accomplishment and our own success and our own greatness. By putting it aside, that draws it more to the front in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mindful, kiviyachol, of our mitzvos. So our job is not to feel our avodah, to be aware of our avodah. V'yalibo chalol v'nishbar b'kirbo sh'adayin lo hischel avodas Hashem klal. Rather, we should see ourselves as people who mamish have yet to begin. Because let's be honest, the more that we think about the greatness, the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eich Shehu Ikara V'Shar Shedechol Almin, using a lashon from the Zohar in the first volume, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the root of the entire universe, V'Sovev U'Mamale Kol Almin, using a phrase from the third Chel Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds and fills all worlds, or a lashon from the Tikkunei Zohar, V'Leis Machshava Tfisa Be'Klal, as Tikkuni Zohar says, we don't understand Hashem at all. So who are we to think that we've done anything? Everything that we've done, no matter how we've become, no matter how wise we've become, no matter how connected we are, at the end of the day, it's still a tiny, tiny drop in an endless ocean of ruchnias. V'chol ha'olamos v'neshamos v'malachim v'srafim v'ofanim v'chayos ha'kodesh kulam b'telim l'fanav v'ka'ayin v'ka'efes negdo. All of the worlds, all of the souls, all of the various forms of angels above, they see themselves as nothing before Hashem. As we say in the Shabbos morning davening, V'chulam osim be'ema, v'ofanim v'chayos HaKodesh. I'm sorry, not Shabbos morning, every morning. V'chulam osim be'ema, v'ofanim v'chayos HaKodesh, v'chulu, that the angels stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in awe, in trepidation. That the angels don't think that they're so great, even though they never do averos. They don't have a Yetzahara. And they're in much higher realms than we are. And yet, the angels stand before Hashem feeling completely batel and completely unworthy. So when I negate myself to Hashem, when I surrender to Hashem, when I feel endlessly, literally, endlessly indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that creates a fiery hislavus in a person to want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second. I never feel that I'm exempt from my job because there's so much more to do. V'lo yurgash etzlo avodaso klal, and he's not mindful of his avoda as, again, being sufficient. V'chol mashayamik daito yoser bizbonos asagas gedulas habore baruchu. And the more one meditates upon the endless greatness, the vastness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how infinite HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, yoser yislahiv libo av lavodas Hashem, the more inspired he becomes. V'lo yenechsha ve'in av klum, and the more humbled he becomes. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu became the greatest and the most humble at the same time. The more you know, the more humble you should become. V'lo yashum har gashar avodasa, when he becomes less and less focused. Again, the tzaddikim are not interested in, you know, their own successes. They're not focused on that. They see themselves as part of the klal and working for Hashem with honesty and humility, and that's it. No cheshbonos. V'lo yashum har gashar avodasa, not to be mindful, worrying about one's own success, via libo nishbar bekirbo, that one's heart should be in a constant state of wholesome brokenness, like Rabbi Nachman describes in the Sichos Haran, in Sichi Membez, in Os 42, that there should be a wholesome brokenness of one's heart, al shu meruchak me Hashem, that I'm distant from Hashem, there's always more to draw close. V'lo hischil la'avodo so klal, and I have not even begun to serve Hashem, ki l'fi erech gedulaso mahu u'ma avodaso. Because honestly, in comparison to the endless nature of Hashem, what am I and what is my avoda? V'zeh shekasuv tiku b'chodesh shofar. So now as we come to Chodesh Elul, we're going to begin to sound the shofar, preparing ourselves for the mitzvah sayom of Rosh Hashanah. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. What did David HaMelech mean by that in Tehillim Pei Aleph? Tiku b'chodesh shofar. He explains, ki yadua sha'adam o'ovid es Hashem hu mechuna b'shem shofar. A person who serves Hashem is called shofar. What do you mean shofar? Milashon shifru ma'aseichem. As the Medrash uses the lashon, right, shifran pua. Shifru means to correct. Shifru ma'aseichem, beautify. That's a better way to translate, maybe. Make beautiful one's ways. Tiku is a lashon of what? Vatika kaf yarech Yaakov. How is he translating it in this context? What's a lomar? Sha'avoda zeh shemechuna b'shem shofar. This avoda of bettering oneself, of beautifying oneself, shu takua tamid bilvavcha, which should be, right, taka, should be stuck in one's heart. Tiku, shofar, this mindset of bettering oneself should be what? Tiku b'chode shofar. Yechadash etzleichem. This should be a constant desire. It's not, I go to yeshiva for a year or two, and I work on myself, and then I turn on the autopilot for the rest of my life. Chas v'shalom that a person should do such a thing. Tiku, it should be stuck within a person. Chodesh, a sense of ischadshus. Shofar, to better himself at all times. What a beautiful drush. A beautiful beautiful drush insight. A deep way to understand the words of David HaMelech. And that's what the shofar is doing. It's waking us up to constantly better ourselves. Tekua tamid bilvavchem yachodesh etzleichem. To be stuck in a state of ischachus, ki'ilu, again, I have yet to begin anything at all. And furthermore, this is the sod of the pasuk in Tehillim Tzadiches, Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash. Sing to Hashem a new song. Hainu Shetashir Shir Chadash Tamid. I should always be singing a new song to Hashem. You know why? Ki neflos asa. When I think about the niflos habore, the infinite kindness and wonders of Hashem in my world and in my life, and I think about how transcendent the Kodesh Baruch Hu is and how imminent Hashem is in my life, and I think about just the endless nature of Kodesh Baruch Hu, she'in l'chol ha'olamos u'malachim v'neshamos shum hasaga u'tfisa be'klal, and nothing understands you at all, because you're just so beyond. Mizetis lahiv nafsho v'lo yem nechshav atzlo avadaso l'klum. A person becomes just overwhelmed with that feeling of dveikus in Hashem. He feels so humbled in the presence of Hashem and feels forever indebted to sing new songs to Hashem, a shir chadash, a new avoda, with a new hislavas, a new excitement, to do better. V'lo yeh nechshav etzlo avodaso l'klum, v'yashir shir chadash tamid ki'ilu adayin lo hischil la'avodas Hashem klal. And I become a singer, someone who sings constantly, it's the praises of Hashem, and I try to better myself before Hashem, it's constant shir chadash, because I feel that there's so much more to do. U'kamo she'adua maimer ha'bal shem tov. And with this we could explain the famous mashal of the Baal Shem Tov, based on the pasuk in Tehillim Mem Ches, Hu yinahagenu almus. What does it mean, Hu yinahagenu almus? The mashal of the Baal Shem Tov goes as follows. Al derech mashal, shemar gilin es hakatan leilich lat lat. How do you teach a child to walk? Step by step, little by little, how do you get a kid up off the floor and standing, holding onto a chair, and then taking a few steps and falling on its bottom and then picking itself back up and taking a few steps and a few more steps? How do you teach a child to ride a bike? It's little by little, and the little by little process requires the parent to pull back a little bit more and a little bit more. Hinei kol mashe misrachim in a katan, the more that a parent retreats from the katan, pulls back from the katan, yoser hu margil es atzma leilich, the child becomes better prepared, better conditioned to walk on its own. Kamo kein al yedei mashe anachna masigun shabore baruch hu muflo mechusa. The more Hashem hides himself, the more Hashem pulls back, the more I come to recognize there's so much more to the story. There's so many hidden dimensions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. But leis machshava tfisa beklal, again, tikkun ezar, we don't understand them at all. Mizem argilin lavo lageshes lavo avodas hakodesh. But like the child who's reaching and striving and wanting to make it to the parent's hands, even as the parent retreats, so too, we want to reach our parent, Avinu Shva Shemayim's hands. We want to reach out to Hashem. Ki al yedei hasagas romas havore baruchu lo nechshav be'einenu avodaseinu l'klum. Because we feel that, again, I want to be able to really walk. I want to be able to carry myself on my own, to do something significant. I don't want to be crawling around on my stomach the rest of my life like a baby. Because of Hashem's greatness, again, I have yet to begin. I need to take my first steps. And I want to be able to travel a greater distance. A person who's training the body, working on one's stamina. So a person will go for a jog. They'll be able to last for, I don't know, 2 minutes. And then they'll go for 5 minutes. And then they'll go for 10 minutes. And soon they'll be able to run marathons. But again, it has to be with a sense of awareness that no matter how much I've done, there's always so much more to do. And that's the Shir Chadash. Ki b'chol yom yu b'enecha kechadash. Now the Berditchever says, B'derech Hasidus, a very interesting pshat, in a Maimer Chazal, in Meseches Ksuvus. The Gemara in Ksuvus describes the categorical difference of a relationship with Hashem for one who lives in Eretz Yisrael and one who, Rachmana Litzlan, like myself, currently, although working on it, lives in Chutz La'aretz. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Kol hadar ba'aretz doma kami sheyesh lo eloka. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is like a person who has a God. Hainu, and what's the end of the Maimer Chazal? And anyone who lives in Chutz La'aretz, it's doma, it's similar to one who does not have a God. The Pashup Shot in this Maimer Chazal, Ksubas Daf Kofiud, is that Hashem is more mindful, more accessible, if you will, in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pashup Shot. There's many interpretations in Chasidus. Here's a very interesting one, a very different one. It says the Radichever, it actually comes out that Chutz La'aretz is better than Eretz Yisrael, or the Aretz, I should say, in this case. But let's hear how he interprets it. He says, Kol hadar ba'aretz, anyone who lives in the Aretz, a person who's involved in Gashmias, hainu kol hadar be'gashmias, the person who's connected to earthliness, Gashmias, Aretz, asher nidma v'nechsha be'inav liyesh v'davar shehu oved Hashem. So such a person says, yesh lo aloka. A person who's caught up in himself is the person who thinks, yeah, yeah, I have a God, I serve God, I'm an Eved Hashem. Dome kemi sheyesh lo aloka, ratzalomer shehu sover shehu oved Hashem. However, a person who's dar b'chutz la'aretz, a person who's not so self-absorbed, a person who's a tefach off of the ground, a person who actually sees the high levels that a person must strive to achieve and can achieve, and the infinite shlavim and madregos that a person is expected to climb, a person who's chutz la'aretz, a person who's chutz la'gashmias, v'nivza v'eina v'nimas, v'eina tofes makom klau, a person who doesn't take up space because of his humility, he's mavatal himself entirely to Hashem. Such a person's attitude is doma kemi she'ein lo eloka. It's like a person who doesn't have a God. Meaning, I haven't done enough for my God. I can't call myself so close to Hashem that, you know, that I've done my part. No, I have to feel a certain insufficiency in my avodas Hashem, and that keeps me going. But again, it has to be a person with the humility, a person who's chutz la'aretz, hainu she'adayin lo hischil avodas Hashem klal, to realize that he has not yet served Hashem at all. What a beautiful piece. It keeps going. There's a lot more. We'll do a little bit more. V'zeu perash ha-pasuk v'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach. A person who hopes to Hashem, a person who hopes to have a relationship with Hashem, a person who feels there's more to do for Hashem, yachlifu koach, has new strength to what? To do more. Haynu shamischalfin tamid she'enim omdim b'china achas. They're constantly cholef, right? Yachlifu. They're constantly changing their madrega because they know there's much more to do. Ki b'chol yom avodasim chadasha. They're a person who sings a shir chadash to Hashem. They're a person who's tiku b'chodesh shofar, that there's a sense of constant hischachos that's stuck in their heart. They have more to do. The pasuk continues. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, by the way. V'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach. So v'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach. Person always wants to do more, always change their madrega, try to do better, try to do more. Says the pasuk at the end of the pasuk, lo yi afu. Pashup shah, they don't tire, but they do not tire. But lo yi afu also means a lashon of of or oof, which means a bird or that which flies. Sha'af lamala. A person who is kove Hashem, lo yi afu, doesn't feel that he's reached the heights. He's not a bird. He's not flying to the highest heavens. There's many, many, many layers above him. They do not feel that they have ascended to the heights of what's possible or what's expected of them. Rather, they feel a sense of lo yigo, that they're not
Pasha Pshat, not weary, but also that they haven't worked. There's more to do. Ratzalomer Sheninba Beinayim Shadayin Loigiu Lishum Madrega, Eich Lavora Savore Barachu, Velo Eschilu Kla Lavoroso, Vizeo Tischadesh Kinesher Nuraichi.
I want to be fresh. I want to be like a bird that's always like a nesher, that's soaring higher with a sense of naris, a sense of youthfulness, a sense of a person who's just at the beginning of a very long road and a very long mission. If you remember in the end of Parshas Vayikra, we saw a small piece which is similar to this next paragraph, because he's about to darshan the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Dalek. And those who've been learning all along, check your editions of Kedushas Levi, see if you remember the piece. It's good to cross-reference things. Anyways, it's at the end of Vayikra, but he has it here as well. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Vim nefesh achas techta, right? If a person does an aveira by violating one of the mitzvot Hashem, so here's how he reads the pasuk. Again, in a very creative and chassidish fashion. Vim nefesh achas techta, umefari shemau achet. And the pasuk explains, what is the chet that's being described here? Basosa achas mi mitzvot Hashem asher lo se'asena. So the Pashup Shah means that he did something that Hashem commanded not to do. That's the Avera. But here, says the Reditcher with unbelievable humility, no, you know what the Pasuk's saying? In Nefesh Achas Techta, if a person does an Avera, you know what the Avera is? Basosa Achas Mi Mitzvos Hashem. When he thinks he did a mitzvah of Hashem, Asher lo se asana, let's be honest, you've never done a mitzvah in your life. Ratzalom Hashem in Haroi Haya Basosa Eiza Mitzvah, she had Nidma Be'in of Gilu Lo Asa Klum. The way it should be is that when a person does a mitzvah, you should feel, I didn't do anything. That was called davening, that was called Shabbos, that was called learning Torah. I was spacing out half the time. Okay, obviously the Berditchever was a great leader of Klal Yisrael and a person who was a master of being Malam Yitzchus on Klal Yisrael. And he would want us, as he often does, to feel good about ourselves. But sometimes the only way to really grow is to humble ourselves and to say, let's be honest, do I even have 5 perfect Shemona Esrays in my life? Do I ever have 1 Shabbos where I was fully connected and focused on Shabbos? Where have I ever eaten 1 meal from beginning to end where my focus was that I should have energy to serve Hashem and not just to enjoy the tasty gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us? So let's be honest. Baso sa'achas mi'mitzvos Hashem asher lo se'asena. You claim you did a mitzvah asher lo se'asena. You've never done a mitzvah before. None of us have ever done a mitzvah before. Rather, how should it be? It's a person who thinks that I did a mitzvah. If a person does such a thing, then he's guilty. He's guilty of the crime of thinking that he's finished his work. That itself is a very big aveira, as being alluded to here in Vayikra Perek Dalet. Okay, 2 more paragraphs, and with that we'll wrap up. We're coming back to Re'eh in a second. V'nucha lomar shalazeh kivnu chazal. This is what Chazal had in mind when they explained as a possible source for mitzvah haba ba'aveira. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, Sone gozel ba'ola. What is the Berditchever's pshat in this pasuk? Sone gozel ba'ola. That Hashem despises stolen karbanos. But on a deeper level, ki inyan mitzvah haba ba'aveira hu kenizker le'el. A mitzvah haba ba'aveira, anytime I think I did a mitzvah, there's a certain sense of that being baba aveira. What does that mean? She'achar ha-mitzvah hu misgadol misnasei be'einav al-yedei asiyas ha-mitzvos. When a person feels, oh yeah, I did a mitzvah, now look, I'm on a higher level. V'zos ha-isnasos nechshuv kaveira. That haughtiness is itself an insensitivity, it's an aveira, it's not proper. V'kavanas ha-kosev hu, gam ken al-derech zeh. We can explain the pasuk in that way. Sone gozel ba'ola. Hashem despises the one who tries to steal madregos. He thinks that he's a big shot now that he is involved in Torah and mitzvos. It's thievery. It's considered in the eyes of Hashem as theft. It's not through our own efforts and our own strength that we perform mitzvos. It's really all from Hashem. It takes us back so beautifully. What more do you want? Hashem gave you the opportunity to learn His Torah, the Chachma Elokis. What more could we want in this world? Hashem gave us a brain and eyes to be able to see His Torah, to understand His Torah, and to grasp the ideas of His Torah. That's really all a Jew could ask for in this world. So finally, with this, we come back to Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom. There is more to the piece, but I'm going to end with this final paragraph. Va'ata Navo Levar Kavanas Akosov Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Perish Re'ei. What does Re'ei mean? Hu Bechinas Re'ia. Hainu Habihiras LaHasaga. The clarity, the ability to see, the ability to understand. Asher Anochi Nosein Lefneichem. She'a biyacholtechem la'avod avoda shlema, hu al yedei b'chinas bracha. Ratzalomer al yedei shetamshichu olma ha'shamayim aleichem. Re'ei anochi nosin lefneichem hayom, the ability for you to do something before me has to be rooted in bracha. Now bracha of course means blessing, but bracha also means hamshacha. Bracha means attachment and continuation. How so? Like brechos hamayim, as described in the Kohelis, Parag Beis, you have a body of water. Or lahavriach, as it's used in Mishnah, is havracha, is the process of grafting, of attaching something to something else, in the process of developing new fruits or new trees. Dahainu sheyoser masha timshchu aleichem omachos shemayim, the more a person brings upon himself awareness of Hashem and responsibility to serve Hashem, al yedei yizbonus begdulas habore baruch hu, by meditating and thinking about who Hashem is, eichshu ikar v'sharshet dechol almin v'sov v'malik kol almin v'chol la'olamos v'shamos v'malachim heim b'teilim ka'ayin v'cha'eves negdo. The more I think about that Hashem is the rule, and Hashem surrounds all, and Hashem fills all, and Hashem is the one who is the only one that is truly in existence, as tislaiv nafsho v'libo la'Hashem. Val yedei zeh v'klala u'klala, says the pasuk, re'ei anochi nosein lefdechem hayom. If you want to be able to serve before Hashem, bracha, be makabel upon yourself, O Machus Shemayim, and then uklala. What does uklala mean? Ratzalomer. Kel yedei habracha nizkalel, shemamshich al nafsho, O Machus Shemayim, al yedei asagos gedula sabori barachu, kanizkalel, azai uklala. Klomer al yedei ze lo ye nechsha be'inav leklum, by realizing that there's an infinite amount of connection to be had, bracha, again a lashon of continuation and connection. So through that awareness, uklala, I feel insufficient. Again, it's a little bit of a heavy term to use, but I see myself as unworthy. I see myself as needing to do more. I see myself as I truly am on one level. And again, these are somewhat harsh and shocking words from the Berditcher, but entirely true in terms of motivating ourselves to grow. I have to see myself as unworthy, as repulsive, as not where I need to be. And in that way, I'm challenged and I demand of myself to do more. V'loya avodasu morgeshes etzlo. So again, re'ei, think deeply, meditate deeply. Anochi nosei lefneichem hayom bracha. I've given you an infinite number of means to connect to me. And therefore, uklala, you should feel a sense of insufficiency in your life, and that will inspire you to actually draw close to Hashem, not to obsess over your success, and allow Hashem to truly reward you for doing what you're supposed to do. El adra biya tamid betachas hashiflus via mekulol ve'inav, by being insufficient in your eyes, a person is then able to grow. And then, halavai, at the end of a lifetime, Hashem will be able to point to each and every one of us and say, ah, that was an emistic Eved Hashem. He kept growing. He wasn't focused on himself. He didn't care so much about the schar. He never felt that he had completed the job. And such a person, at the end of his life, halavai, halavai, in some small way, will be called an Eved Hashem by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet to receive, like we learned in the first piece, the shef of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. We should appreciate, like we learned in the second piece, that Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, the greatest reward, is listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he elaborated on the third piece as well. And lastly, as we've learned here at length, to never feel that our job is done, but Tiku b'chodesh shofar, as we come to Chodesh Elul, and we hear the sound of the shofar, we should get stuck in our hearts, that desire to shifru ma'aseichem, to be meshaper, to better and to refine and to correct all of our ways with an unbelievable sense of eschadshus, and then Amir Tzashem will come to the new year, will come to Rosh Hashanah. And Amir Tzashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will say, these are true avdei Hashem, and Hashem will mark each and every one of us for a year of life and only good things ahead. Have a wonderful Shabbos.